Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guests of honor today is Mr. Patrick Mattsson. He is the site manager at Kvarken Ports in Umeå, Sweden, and also his colleague, Mr. Christian Nederstedt, who is the sales and marketing manager at Kvarken Ports Umeå. First and foremost, gentlemen, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you.
I just have a very quick question. The winter hasn't arrived in the north yet, I hope.
Not yet.
Okay,
but the leaves are falling from the trees, so it's ongoing.
Yes, I could imagine. Right, as I always do with my interviewees, I always allow them a chance to tell our viewers a little bit about who they are. And starting with you, Patrick, how come you ended up in a port? Why are you not sitting in a bank or as an accountant? How come you are where you are?
Oh, thank you for that question. I'm educated with a background in the forest, but I started 27 years ago in the port of Umeå, and I have worked there since it will be 95, and in the different positions. I started to be a supervisor at the port of Umeå to load vessels and discharge vessels. So I have the knowledge from the vessel side, and then I have worked for a company in the port as an operating manager for 17 years. Okay. And then I have also been responsible for a forwarding and agency department a couple of years before I started now at Kvarken Ports, Umeå. Okay. As a site manager. So that's my background. So I have a long experience of the port.
Definitely. Oh, yes, that's certainly a hands-on experience, as we call it. Very, very, very good to hear. Thank you for that. And Krista, who are you? Why are you not sitting in a bank or somewhere else? How did you end up there?
Well, first of all, I would like to say we are very glad that Patrick has joined Kvarken Ports with his experience. That's really good for us. But my background is mainly commercial airline industry, many years at Scandinavian Airlines, mm-hmm. At the headquarters in Stockholm. Mm-hmm. For now, I think it's an advantage because our business model is rather similar to an airport. So, but that's my background, mainly from the commercial airline industry.
Yes, and I have noticed that since you left SAS, the service has gone down. So
yes, yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, interesting.
But I hope they will come back soon again.
Yeah, so. Of course, we
because it's a nice company.
Yeah, we need our airline for sure. Yeah. But listen, Patrick, I like what you mentioned about having the hands-on experience and actually knowing a ship and what a ship is. We have many experts who are experts in front of the computer, but they haven't actually seen a ship, and you certainly have. How would you say the port of Umeå, in order to promote that a little bit, you call it Kvarken Ports. For those international viewers we have, why is it called Kvarken? Is that a specific area? Are you cooperating with other ports? What can you tell our viewers about this?
Yeah, first of all, it's a specific area. Mm-hmm. The word Kvarken is actually the if we see the Gulf of Botnia between Sweden and Finland, we have the thinnest line between Finland and Sweden that is called a kvark, and then that's one reason. But then also we have a cooperation with Finland and the city of Vasa. So we are a company together. So we have one part in Umeå and one part in Finland, and you can compare it if you in other. It's a copy of what you have, CMP, Copenhagen, Malmö port. It's just to compare with something.
Yes.
So that's the reason. But we are the operating part in the port, Kvarken Port, and the port is Port of Umeå.
Yes.
Port of Umeå is the infrastructure owner, and we run the port, so to say.
Okay, and it's of course makes sense nowadays to go together and stand together with others to become stronger. And coming from or living in Stockholm, I know of course your location there in the north of Sweden, and it's quite a fantastic location. Why would you say, in a few words, why would you say that vessel owners and other cargo owners should use the port of Umeå? What makes you better than, let's say, your competitor, in a few words?
Yeah, yeah, we are better than the competitors.
Of course.
No, to be honest, we have a fantastic port, we have a fantastic location, we have a ice-free region during the year. We have, we have big open space at the port. We have, of course, a certain amount of quays, but then we also access to the open space. We have now around 300,000 square meters open space, and now we are in the progress to build a rebuild and build a new quay within the 4 to 5 years, and after we are ready, we are aiming for around 500,000 square meters. So it's good. It's actually very good if you are talking about project cargo. And a good example of that is when it arrives many windmills for the northern part of Sweden. We have a good good possibilities to store the goods. Otherwise, we also have around 100,000 square meters under roof warehouse. So that is also something that is, I would not say that we are unique about that, but it's very good for the port, and we can support the region and the industry around us. But also with incoming vessels, we have the possibilities to store goods.
I must say, very impressed to hear these numbers. I mean, you have a huge laydown area, and as you know, for tower sections and blades, they're getting all bigger and longer and whatnot. So you really need the space. That's very interesting, and I think many of our viewers here would like to know more about this. I recall, actually, I visited your great port not long ago, I think more a year or so. There was the first ever U.S. flag project cargo vessel in with wind turbines in your port. So I have seen, I can say to my viewers here, I've seen firsthand the facilities you do have. You also have a ferry link, don't you, which is very, very modern. What can you tell us about the ferry link, if I ask you, Krista?
Well, as Patrick said, we have our closest town is actually Finland, in Vasa in Finland. So,
yes.
And for 1 year ago, Vasa Line invested in a new ferry, RoPax ferry. It's a new environmental friendly ship. And the trip between Umeå and Vasa is only about 3.5 hours. So that ferry line is a big strength for Kvarken Port and Umeå Harbor, of course.
Yes, yes, of course.
And it's combined Northern Sweden, and of course Northern Norway, and of course Finland, and also further east. So yes. It's
yes, and I suppose it's battery driven, isn't it? This new ferry, so you can hardly hear it coming or going, I guess.
No, that's right.
Yes. It's actually the world's most environmental friendly ferry, so that's.
Wow.
That's impressive. So, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good selling point. With the location of Umeå and with the great area you have for storage, both in and outdoor. If we now go back to cargo speak here, I mean, the forest industry, would that be potential clients for Umeå? I mean, and containers too, of course. You also sometime you handle quite a lot of containers there, don't you?
Yeah, we have we built up the container business since the start of 2000, and it have increased all the years until now. Now we have the container vessel is paused because of circumstances on the market, and it's but we are on our track again and hope that we have a container vessel in the beginning of next year or mid next year. So that's so that's we are aiming to get bigger in the container business. But as you mentioned, the forest industry is we have them very close to the ports, and on the other side of the river we have the Umeå River close to us, and on the other side we have a very big paper mill. Is run by SCA.
So yes,
we have both paper and sawn timber as a good big product for the for the port.
Yes, and I also heard, I think it was some while ago, I heard that actually they were investing in to enlarge one of the biggest enlargements in the world of a paper mill, and a lot of the machines and equipment came from Asia to the port of Umeå with the break bulk vessels, I mean BBC and other ship owners. So they do know your port, and what I hear from the grapevine for sure is that you have a good name around the world. And how do you see the port of Umeå in the future? Of course you they are always competitors in whatever we do nowadays, but what do you do to promote yourselves to make sure that people know you? Because you know, some people sitting in Singapore, they think that Europe stops at Hamburg. They don't know they're anything north of Hamburg, you know. So we have to tell them that we exist, and they think we have ice bears roaming the streets and whatnot. But how do you market yourselves as a port? Are you part of some organizations, or do you travel the world to spread your gospel, or how do you do to promote? Yeah, you can
both. Well, actually, we promote ourselves by traditional advertising, for example, and also, of course, we are frequently used in social medias.
That's good.
We are on our way to reach the rest of the world, but for the moment, we are focus on our closest market.
Yes,
and that's also, it's very exciting for us here in the northern part of Sweden, because they are investing about, I think it's 1,700 billion Swedish crowns in the northern part of Sweden. So it's I think also we talked about the other ports. I think all the ports in the northern Sweden, we have a exciting future in front of us, because I think we have to cooperate also to handle all the traffic who will be able in the future,
yes,
concerning these big investments are made in the northern Sweden.
Yeah, you mentioned there's, for example, the Giga factory Northvolt I heard about, and also you have this fossil-free steel plant coming up.
Yes.
And so in a way, we might say that the north of Sweden has become revived. I mean, it's the new Klondike or the new Australia, so to speak, where new developments happening, you know. And I hear also from the people have even problem to find housing, because thousands of workers need. Yeah, it's like a Klondike, like a gold rush somehow, right?
Yeah.
I fully can appreciate it, and not to mention also to our viewer here that not least to mention that what a beautiful nature you have up there. I mean, the life and work balance, you can have a very nice life up there, right?
Yeah, that's true. The nature is fantastic here, so that's one of the greatest thing that we have up north here, and we have all the seasons in a good way. We have summer when it's summer, and we have winter when it's winter, and for those who like that, it's fantastic. So and as you say, it's a good comparison to the Klondike, because we need more people in the future, and of course we see also for the port. If we go back to the port, we handle about 2.5 million tons today, but we are aiming to go to 5 million. Okay. And we see a potential, of course, but it's not coming automatically. You have to promote yourself, and this is a good way to talk about our port, and we are grateful for that opportunity. So yeah,
definitely. Now mentioning the port again, what kind of crane capacity do you have in place? You have let's say you have shore-based cranes or floating cranes, or what kind of heavy things can you lift in case a vessel comes in? Tell me a little bit about the equipment you have available.
Yeah, the equipment we have mobile cranes, we have four mobile cranes, and it's a link or line cranes, as we call it. The biggest one lift 125 ton, and the next one is 100 tons. We can do a combined lift with 200 tons, so that is our capacity in the port. Then we also have some smaller link crane. We have two smaller cranes, about 40 ton, they can lift. One can lift 37, and the other one 42. Okay. And to be to handling bulk products, we also have for the smaller vessels, we have the knucklehead cranes, and knuckle boom cranes, of those, Munsen and 100. So that is the crane capacity we have at the moment. Okay. But we are, of course, looking for new cranes and what the future need from us. So so we are looking into that also, of course.
But at least you are well equipped for what you need right now. And of course, this is also serious investments. You cannot just buy a crane and then not use it. So it makes sense. I mean, to what I can see with your laydown area, with practically ice-free year-round, you have a good service and you're efficient, and I've seen what you've handled also personally, directly. Certainly, Umeå, Port of Umeå would be a good choice. If I ask you, both of you, one by one here, if you look into your crystal ball, of course, nobody can predict the future when we have some crazy dictators around the world. But how do you see, if we start with you here, Krista, what do you see in your crystal ball? You are in the sales and marketing. Can you feel that people are looking more to the north of Sweden now with the new investments? And do you see the future as bright?
Yes, absolutely. As I said before, the investments who are being made in the northern part of Sweden, I'm rather sure that we will take part of it, but we can't sit just down and wait for it. No. We need to be active. We need to talk to the market. We need to talk to the market and show them our advantages for them.
Yes.
Classic sales work, I would say.
Yes. And clear.
So I'm optimistic for the future, of course. And I think we forgot to say, we also started a new terminal this year.
Right.
We opened a new intermodal terminal this year.
Right.
In the end of April, a Friday in the end of April, I think. And we started commercial traffic next Saturday.
Okay, and, fantastic.
And we can also see the interest for that terminal coming in 2023.
Okay, fantastic. I mean, that means railway connections and...
That terminal is placed, it's only, I think it's about 300 meters to Gustavs Udde, who is one of our places for Kay.
Key.
300 meters to the closest key. So it's a...
Fantastic.
And it's only about 400 or 500 meters to the Vasa Line ferry, so it will be kind of logistic centra in the harbor. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That of course the combining these things and being able to do intermodal and as the policy is to move traffic from road to rail. Yes. No. That's really good news. Good that you remember to tell this because that's important. And how about you, Patrick? If you look into your crystal ball, what do you see?
I see a bright future. No, yes, I do. And it's as Christer mentioned, we are rebuilding, and we have huge investments in the coming year. And we do that in the purpose, and that is to be attractive as a port. And we will make it possible for the industry around us and for the users, so to say. And so we are a hub in the middle of the Baltic, and we can see all the cargo flow from east to west and from north to south and the opposite. And we are in the middle, in between there, and I can see that it's a huge possibilities. Yes. And we have talked about equipment and the keys and all tech. We are in a digitalization phase two, but not forget that we have very skilled crane drivers, we have skilled personnel. Yeah. So I feel very comfortable with the organization we have, and so that's that makes the future more brighter.
I can only from my side here, from the other side of the table, so to speak, as interviewee and having visited your port a couple of times, I can only echo what you're saying. And I like particularly that for example, your own practical experience from actually having been on board a ship and not just being a manager without having been there. I see so many that I interview that they have a big title, but they don't know what is aft and the front of a vessel, you know. So it's that's really good. But I would like to say really to both of you, fantastic to hear about your development, your location in the north of the Baltic and in Sweden, the potential there, your cooperation with the port of Vasa. Infrastructure, you have breakbulk ships, you can handle it, and you're service-minded. Now it's just telling more people that you are. So I hope this media here can help you with that. So with those words, I want to say finally here to you, Patrick, many thanks for joining this interview.
Thank you. Thank you.
And also to you, Christa.
Thank you.
And a final question to you, Christa. With that beautiful nature up there, I guess you will not return to Stockholm. You will stay where you are, right?
What I have for now, yes.
that's good. Okay. All right. This was, thank you to our interviewees here. This was yet another good interview. I hope you liked it from Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guests of honor today has been Mr. Patrick Mattsson. He is the site manager at Kvarken Ports Umeå in Sweden and a very capable and experienced person. And his colleague, sales and marketing manager, Mr. Christer Nederstedt, who also have a long marketing background. We thank them. And to all of you, viewers, listeners, readers around the world, please stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.